למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי אחי ורעי, אדברה נשם ובר, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבק שתול עולם, 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 למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי אחי ורעי, אדברה נשלום בה, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבק שתול עולם, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבק שתול עולם, איי 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 איי, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבק שתול עולם, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבק שתול עולם.
עשיריות בתורנות, עשירייה 13 מפתח תקווה.
The 10th and New Year, 10 number 13 from פתח תקווה, גולן, ברלין, קופרניצקי and מולדובה. Now we will go to 10 number 13 from פתח תקווה.
בעל הסולם שמעתי קוף ממדלד.
שמעתי 144. There is a certain people. There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the nations. Haman said that in his view we will succeed in destroying the Jews because they are separated from one another. Hence our power against them will certainly prevail, as it causes separation between man and the Creator, and the Creator will not help them anyway since they are separated from him. This is why Mordechai went to correct that flaw, as it is explained in the verse, the Jews gathered, etc., to gather and stand up for their lives. This means that they saved themselves by uniting. We'll read it again. There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the nations. Haman said that in his view, we will succeed in destroying the Jews because they are separated from one another. Hence, our power against them will certainly prevail, as it causes separation between man and the Creator. And the Creator will not help them anyway, since they are separated from him. This is why Mordechai went to correct that flaw, as it is explained in the verse, the Jews gathered, etc., to gather and stand up for their lives. This means that they saved themselves by uniting.
Well,
now we will have a workshop in which we will do the following. The first friend acts Haman, who explains why we are going to succeed or we need to obliterate the Jews. The next friend acts as Mordechai, calling the friends to unite and explaining to them why it is important to unite, and this is how we continue in the route. The next friend will be Haman, and following him Mordechai, etc., until we go through the entire round. Clear? Okay, an active workshop.
Actually, I didn't understand exactly what... I'm Haman, right?
Yes, Vlad wanted to say that we have to kill all the Jews, because they are disturbing the purpose of creation, the purpose of existence. The purpose of creation is to enjoy. The Creator wants to delight the created beings and let them enjoy. And the Jews, the Mordechai, they are obstructing. They don't want anything.
Okay, I'm Mordechai. Right, so first of all, you're absolutely right, but the truth is that how can the Creator give all the created beings all this abundance and plenty if not through the Jews? With the Jews' help? How can it happen? We can overcome this barrier, this obstacle, by making a little effort to connect. That's all. No great success is demanded of anyone here. It's only the effort that he invests, how much he gives in thought, action, speech, in coming closer a little bit, not even through practical actions, but through the desire to do so. If he cares a little bit, he's worried about it a little bit. Chaim told me prior to the workshop that this reading of the book we're engaged in now, it evokes great concern in our hearts because the Jews seemingly fought each other all over history. And it can be seen in the previous century as well, where people coming out of Israel fought like true enemies. How could such a thing be? How can we get to such a state? And this concern exactly is what hurries connection, unity along, our desire to connect, to unite. These are the efforts that we need to make here.
But the Jews are spread, scattered. The Jews are not even functioning anymore, so why should you kill them? There's no reason.
Yes, well, the Creator created these bodies. He takes care of them so that everyone lives according to whatever he manages to steal, to snatch, to do. So go to the craftsman who made me. It's all right. What? People sit out there in Babylon and everyone had it good. There was plenty. There was food. Riches. For us also in Egypt, it was very nice. There were watermelons even, and pots full of meat and onion and watermelons, Yuda is adding. So it was pretty good. So what is this whole thing? Suddenly, you're so poor, you need to connect and all that. Let them connect. Leave us alone.
Yes, but afterwards, from all of the food, you get disease, people die, plagues, hatred without any reason. Because of that, it is impossible to exist at all unless we bring the light of Hasadim. The world goes to doom if the Jews, unless the Jews unite and put on, create a clothing for the light of Chokhmah. I could say that light of Chokhmah is for the created being. The created being should receive the light of Chokhmah, but it's impossible without the light of Hasadim.
Yeah, friends, I don't know what you're talking about. The judge has only what his eyes can see. I look at the world. I can see it very clearly. It's very cruel. It's a world of survival. And that's how we need to live, with what we see. Each one needs to take care of himself, his own life, his own survival. The Jews, they're of no use. They're a bit intelligent. They can help. Let them just dissolve, merge with us, give us some of it, of their knowledge, help us develop some technologies, all sorts of new things, innovations that we can use to make our lives better. And that's it. What are you talking about? This is reality. Let's live reality.
Can be the alcohol that connects everything to one at the end of correction, a prayer to the Creator? Well, no, I guess we should continue according to the script. Okay, I'll follow the friend's guidance. I'm Mordechai. We have to realize that each time the separation appears, it is actually an opportunity. We need to be grateful for it with great joy that now there is a possibility to give up on all of this realism, on everything that one's eyes see, and adhere to the upper one. And that way, each and every moment. Otherwise, if we wouldn't have Mordechai, then what? We would have no free choice. We would simply go and follow our nature like beasts or angels or animals of this world. And that way, in this game between us, where the possibility appears to adhere to the Creator.
Yes, the Jews, I'm speaking as Haman, The Jews are just a blocked pipe. He's holding the microphone far away from his mouth. Okay, we need to be in contact with the Creator who will fill us. He needs to fill us up. That's why He built us. So we need to erase them, and that's it.
A question for an act, for a silent workshop. We will pray to the light that it would unite the friends in the tent and the entire world. Again, a silent workshop. Let's pray to the light to unite the friends in the tent and the entire world.
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. ואמונתך בלילות. ואמונתך בלילות. להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד בבוקר חסדך.